Those numbers from the Daily Bread Food Bank in Toronto are sobering, frightening, and shocking all at the same time. You heard what the man said. A 273% increase in use pre-pandemic at the Daily Bread Food Bank in Toronto. And unfortunately, those are numbers that are reflected at food banks from coast to coast in this great country. And as we get towards the Thanksgiving long weekend, Mike, I thought it was appropriate to talk about food banks in Canada, how overworked and underfunded they are, and how often they're being used now in this country.
Yeah, it is on the rise like no other point in history, save for the Depression era. And the stats are staggering. 2,059,000 visits to food banks across Canada, the highest monthly total ever recorded in March of 2024. That's really recent. Those numbers haven't changed much.
The stat right now that shocks me is more than one in four households in Canada, one in four, are dealing with food insecurity because of a variety of reasons. A lot of it is the cost. And you said something to me before we started. I didn't realize this, but it is true that you were saying that there's a lot of people fully employed forced to use a food bank in Canada.
No, it's true. I mean, more than ever before, people that are fully employed, and in some cases, both parents or mm-hmm. both people in a relationship in a household are employed and still using the food bank to offset, you know, the expenses that have just continued to rise in food prices.
Since January, the price of beef sirloin up 44%.
Wow.
Oranges up 40%. Coffee up 32% and climbing. Tim's just raised the price of their coffee for the first time in 3 years. Looking back and last year to this year, the price of potatoes, cranberry, stuffing, and gravy are all up in price year to year. Each and every year since the pandemic, a lot of basic staple food items, and butter being one of them, keeps going up and up. And most grocery stores my partner and I visit, if butter's at $4.50, we get the max we're allowed to buy and freeze the rest because the next time we go, it's going to be double in price.
Oh, I think we've all done the butter run,
yeah,
as we like to call it in our house. Okay, what are we going to do with all this butter now that we bought it? And why did we buy unsalted? Do you ever get in that situation where you're like, unsalted? What have I done?
My partner uses it for baking. She specifically buys it for baking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I
do hate the shock when that happens. but no, you're right. Like the basics that we build our lives around have just become out of reach. And that's where the food banks come into play. 33% of food bank clients are children.
I can't believe in Canada, Thanksgiving 2025, that's a reality. That's a reality we're facing.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned staples. I don't want to reveal his identity because I want to keep us anonymous. But I know an owner of a no-frills franchise in Markham who basically is making no profit on the sale of flour, is selling at a cost because he knows how bad it is and how tough it is for families. He's not making any money on the sale of flour at his store because he feels such guilt when he sees these people. And they know every sale.
Well, that's the other thing. If you weren't a sale watcher or a coupon clipper before, you certainly might be now. Regardless of what your position in life might be, no matter what your status career-wise is, everybody is concerned about what they spend. I saw grapes for, I think, $13.99.
Oh, goodness.
A bag of grapes for $13.99.
One bag?
Now, grapes was a staple in my lunch as a
kid
growing up.
For most kids growing up.
How can you make that a regular, nutritious part of a kid's lunch at that price? It's almost impossible.
And you raise a good point about young people and saving money. The CBC actually did a study, and I thought it was interesting that more 18 to 24-year-olds are going to Costco than ever before because they can buy in bulk and save. Bulk pasta,
yeah.
Bulk sauces,
yeah.
Staples that would feed them. And they're realizing if I can buy a big jar of, Alfredo sauce and a big thing of pasta, that's multiple meals.
Jim, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how good Costco is for the retail market out there because buying in bulk like that and creating that retail environment makes it difficult for the no-frills guy who's out there trying to do something, directly in the community. But it's... all anybody can do now is any means to go and find a better deal, whether means buying more, whether it means buying slightly off brand. I do like the Kirkland stuff. I'm not going to lie, by and large. So people are making that adjustment now. Big brands are going to suffer because they are that 25 cents or a dollar more.
Right now in Canada, from coast to coast, it's unlike anything I've ever seen before, that families of multiple different income levels and social strata, middle class, working class, upper middle class, are all looking at trying to save some money buying groceries because it's become such a big part of your monthly budget. So anywhere and anything you can do to save, people are reaching out and looking and going out of their way to save some money because it's such a drain on your budget.
Check out this stat from Polara Strategic Insights. Fiscal stress. Many can't afford enough food. A recent quarterly survey found that 23% of Canadians now report being unable to buy sufficient food, up from previous quarters by about 12%. Another report shows that food insecurity has risen 40% over 2 years, with 25.5% of households struggling to afford food in 2025. I want to talk about that phrase, food insecurity.
Yeah.
What does it mean, Jim?
It means to me that you have $80 to shop and you need to buy $200 worth of food for your family and you don't have that.
Right.
You only have $80 and you have to buy the cheapest brands, the cheapest food items possible, and stretch it as much as you can to feed your family, to feed yourself for the next period of time you have money. That's what it means to me.
I'll tell you what I think. I think that we've done a disservice by using that phrase.
Okay.
I kind of feel that the word is hunger.
Yeah.
I don't think we should water down the phrase hunger by calling it food insecurity for the sake of having a way to document it or a way to statistically refer to it. When you don't have enough food, you go hungry. When you go hungry, you become sick. When you become sick, you become a more occupied obsession of your family. You become a drain on our medical system.
It hurts all society.
It hurts society overall.
Yes.
You break hearts of people around you because your illness affects them. Hunger is the word. We don't need Absolutely. Two words for it. We don't need multiple syllables for it. We need to remember that what we're doing is feeding hungry people. And when you put it in that context, food insecurity sounds a little bit clinical.
And I don't know why. It's a great point, Mike. Why we have to sugarcoat the fact that there are tens of thousands of Canadians who are going to bed hungry every night. How many stories have we heard about single mothers who are using the food they have to make sure their kid or kids eat and are going without? Too many stories.
And they go to work dizzy the next day because they've made the food available
without the proper nutrition in their body.
Yeah.
And it's become an epidemic in this country.
That person we would refer to as hungry.
Yes. They're hungry.
Malnourished.
With a job, making money, but because of the prices of everything, the price of rent, the price of food, they only have so much money left. And this is where all levels of government, provincial and federal, it's great you're building bridges. It's great that you're giving money to certain countries. It's great we're doing this and that. We have to take care of base needs for the citizens of this country, and that's feeding them so people don't go to bed hungry at night.
Let me run this by you, Jim. 23% of Canadians now report being unable to buy sufficient food, up from previous quarters. Another report shows that food insecurity has risen 40% over 2 years. If I said to you, Jim, Canadians have gone hungry by more than 40% in an uptick.
Yes. Yeah.
If I said to you, 40% more Canadians are hungry than just
that
one quarter ago.
That has a way bigger impact.
If I told you that 18.1% of people who are employed in this country are going hungry.
So there are 42 million people in Canada, approximately, give or take.
Yeah.
And you're seeing 40% of the country, right?
Right.
That's what, 18 million people?
Oh, I'm sure the government would love us to sugarcoat by saying we have food insecurity, which sounds like you can't afford Joe Louis, right?
That's like 16 to 18 million people in Canada are suffering from hunger at one point of the day.
And hunger is a tough word to hear. It's tough to say to the rest of the world, Canada's going hungry. No, it's easier to say, oh, some Canadians have food insecurity.
No. How many kids are going to schools in this country without a breakfast? How many people at work with a full-time job basically have one meal a day, one full meal, and have little snacks here and there because it's cheaper? The numbers are staggering, Mike.
I'll give it to you again. 1 million unique individuals access food banks. That's up 25% over a prior year, and this is last year. 7.6 million total visits, a 31% increase over the previous year, and 134% increase since 2019.
The stigma was, oh, you poor person, you have to use the food bank. That's not reality in Canada anymore.
It's more the norm than it's ever been.
Ever.
And at an alarming rate, 31% increase over the previous year and 134% increase since 2019. That's 134% increase in hunger.
And Mike, we're about to get to Thanksgiving. The weather's not getting warmer, it's getting colder.
Yep.
We're getting into winter, and it's a scientific fact. You need more calories and carbs in winter to stay warm.
And vegetables and fruits increase in price.
There's no way around it. And you're staring at 5 or 6 months of even more hunger in Canada, more food insecurity, and more visits to food banks. When they're maxed out, and the majority of food banks in this country, including the Vaughn Food Bank.
Yes, shout out to Vaughn Food Bank.
Vaughn Food Bank.
30 years going strong, fully volunteer. They field a million meals.
Unbelievable.
A year in York region up there.
But Mike, I'm thinking,
and many across the country doing the same thing. Out of necessity, they're growing.
And they take no money. It's all volunteers. A lot of kids are getting their high school volunteer hours helping, but then they keep volunteering after they have their requisite hours. And it's at cities and small and medium towns across this country, and they're trying to give back and help people. That's when I think Thanksgiving, I can't think of anything more quintessentially Canadian than the average Canadian, no matter what their age and background, trying to help people at the food bank.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody at the volunteer level at the food bank ever use the phrase food insecurity.
Yeah.
I've heard them say, we're here to help the hungry.
The hungry. Yeah.
You know, and
I know it's a buzzword and, you know, we're not supposed to say that, but there's no question that when you get to the point you're going to your local food bank, it's because you're hungry and you need something.
Yeah. Don't let it become a statistical phraseology that you get used to.
So I know the average person, when they shop for their Thanksgiving meal supplies and vegetables and cranberry sauce and whatnot, most grocery stores in Canada have that little thing where you can get a $10-$15, and it's a bag of staple items and put and deliver to the local food bank. We're just begging everyone. I know times are tough. Whatever you can do, one can of tuna, one cheap thing of peanut butter, anything, everything will add up and help people.
It is amazing how the food drives, they cover these large events.
Yes.
But all year long, these food banks require this food. And thanks to suppliers of the large corporate variety, you see them donating. People like your friend there at No Frills.
Yeah.
They are all very good in the community on this front. I've seen it for many years, having family that are involved in working at food banks. Having said that, it is the community and their ongoing spirit for food drives that feeds people. It's important to note that, because if we don't, we're going to find ourselves in a position where we expect the government to handle food insecurity. How did we get here? I just thought this would be interesting.
How did we get here? It's a combination of things. The price of rent went from $1,000 a month to $3,000.
Right.
The price of staple items were... their famous photos on Facebook and social media is, I have $100 worth of food, and now people come home from the store who spent $100 and there's only a few items.
People are getting clawed back on programs like disability assistance. Mm-hmm. EI and social assistance have kind of widened the gap between need and affordability. So affordability isn't even the question for many people in that scenario. They are desperate to get the food they really need, just at a staple level.
I know farmers in Ontario make approximately 45 cents in a thing of butter. That'll cost anywhere from $6 to $8.50. So how does a farmer working from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day get 45 cents in a package of butter in a grocery store and it retails for $8. There's something's missing there. I'm not understanding.
Well, there's big, obviously big profit chunks that come out along the way. You know,
massive profit chunks.
And I think that that's where we've overregulated to some degree where, you know, there's only certain ways to do business. There's almost like a cartel-esque approach to food supply chain in Canada. And one of the things that was cited was pandemic and inflation aftershocks, COVID disruptions, supply chain breakdowns, and post-pandemic food price inflation have just remained. We can't unring the bell that was COVID. Why can we not come back?
That doesn't make sense to me. The COVID ship has sailed a long time ago.
And the supply chain thing has been so over-examined.
And
we have no solution yet?
I can't believe that they're using that still as the excuse to charge $8 for butter and, you know, whatever. I mean, you see the photos all the time. Someone goes to buy a couple chicken breasts at the grocery store and like, I can't do it. And you're wondering, why are people getting processed chicken nuggets? Because it's a fraction of the price of an actual piece of real chicken now.
Right.
And that's all they can afford.
Once again, contributing to obesity, diabetes, all of these diseases that are associated with eating unwell, then come back as a burden on taxpayers and the healthcare system. And they become uncomfortable people in our society that are not happy. Our happiness erodes entirely in this manner. And really, Jim, I think that I find this most irritating because the government, our government seems to stand back. Maybe I'm wrong about this, and feel free to correct me. Our government seems to stand back and let it happen. Well, inflation is going up, and there's a million justifications. But we spend money in a bunch of different places. I would love to see $50 billion just go back into Canadians' pockets to feed themselves. But we won't do that because it's food insecurity and not hunger we're dealing with. But if you knew that a huge portion of our country was going hungry, you would see it as an emergency and you would do something about it today.
I get a lot of feedback about True Patriot Love Media, a lot of feedback. And I get a lot of people thanking us for what we're talking about because they're average Canadians who, even if they're retired, are still working because they have to.
Right.
Because they have to, don't have enough money to feed themselves.
They had a plan that no longer works because the economy has crashed around them.
They're young people who got the degree like they were told and don't have enough money to do other things. Yeah. So they're doing extra side hustles to feed themselves. So when the government makes announcements on provincial, federal, all levels that we're doing this, we're doing that, that is fine. If you also make an announcement, we're doing this to help Canadians. The numbers are for everyone to see. You can't tell me my local MPP and MP and Premier and Prime Minister don't know this. They totally know what's going on, and they totally understand in this country what is happening to average Canadians, especially getting to Thanksgiving weekend. People are desperate for a little help just so they can feed themselves.
Like, really thank God for food banks, because really what the government has put us in the position to do is barely be able to afford food for our own families, but also we must now take care of, and most people, thank goodness, that our approach to help feed another family will certainly do so if possible. But even there's strain on families that can afford to feed themselves out there trying to donate food to that system that is, there's a gap in feeding people. There's a gap in nutrients that we are taking care of ourselves through the food banks. And thank goodness the food banks are there to distribute that. Otherwise, I'm not sure how many Canadians would not be very sick right now.
We would be remiss if we didn't thank a lot of great farmers from coast to coast in this country who, here we are at harvest time, and are taking a portion of their harvest and giving it to food banks.
Well, they're getting 45 cents on a pound of butter.
Right. So why they're getting shortchanged on what they get for the produce and the fruits of their labor, they are giving back to food banks. They're giving butter. They're giving potatoes and carrots and necessities to keep people alive.
Because people are...
I think Canadians at heart are good people.
Exactly. And that's where we have been left. We're here now taking care of ourselves. Jim, you'll donate to the food bank. I know you.
I know
that you do.
As a matter of fact, when our kids were young and we would, you know, like, hey, let's go to the store, I was like, sometimes you're busy, you forget. And next, you know, our daughters, both of them, when they were like, you know, 7, 8, they'd, Dad, don't forget this. It's the bag. Oh, sorry about that.
Yep, got it.
And then they're proudly, they put it in the bin.
No, it does. Honestly, when you are feeding somebody, there's no greater expression of love for your fellow man. I will feed you.
Yeah.
And I think that your family happily will do that. You have
every time.
You have the means to do that.
Yeah.
That's nice. But should you have to at a time where those means are slimming? You can't tell me, Jim, I know you make 10 to 15 mil a year, but that's still slimming
lira.
That margin.
Pesos.
You're going to get in pesos?
Yeah,
okay.
Pesos, yeah.
Well, you know what? Still, you know, you could throw the number around. But the reality is, even when it is more difficult for your family, even though you can feed yourselves, it will be more difficult to help donate to somebody. You will do it. And that's great on Canadians and food banks, because we've been put in this position.
And again, Canadians at all income levels and all communities, even have not communities in this country, are stepping up and helping. And that's, and I say, it does my heart good. It makes me so proud to be Canadian. But all we're asking is, when the government is going out of the way to help everybody else, just help ourselves now and then.
Jim,
take care of our own.
The average family spends $16,000 a year on food, okay? Whew. Now, that's gone up by $800 to that part. So it was $16,000 pretty much.
And now it's
gone up $800 more. Can you think of any programs in this country that might have been better replaced by providing us $800 per family to offset that increase, to offset that hunger?
I can think right away that I want to help Ukraine all I can, but we are going to give only this much to Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine, and then we're going to keep a portion to help our own people with the cost of food. We are going to give other countries and other people X amount of dollars to a point, and then stop so we have some left over for our own Canadians.
Canada, don't let them rephrase hunger with food insecurity. It's a watered-down way to say people are hungry in your own country. Sorry, Jim, I just wanted that.
No, platform. Mike, and I don't think we can thank Canadians enough from coast to coast. No matter what your situation, as we get into Thanksgiving, they're going out of their way to do something to help their neighbor. I mean, that's Canadian to the core.
Now call your local MP and say that we want our government to switch some funding over to feed us. For goodness sake, we're hungry.
Kids can't keep going to school without breakfast. Single parents can't keep going to bed hungry so they can feed their kid. Not in Canada. Not in this country. It has to stop.
You got me worked up. Thanks,
no,
Jim.
I know. And happy Thanksgiving. And please, when you're doing your grocery shopping, even one little thing to your local food bank and make a difference. We got this.